Good day. I'm going to be reading the March 27th, 2025 issue of the Iroquois County Times Republic. There are multiple stories on the front page. The first is titled, "The Iroquois County Burn Ban is Lifted." This is just a brief statement. The Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator Scott Anderson made the announcement that the current burn ban was lifted as of March 25th in a press release. It read, "The Eastern Illinois Fire Chiefs Association, along with County Board Chairman Paul Ducat and the entire Iroquois County Board, hereby notify all Iroquois County residents that the burn ban that was in place countywide has officially been lifted as of today." He said the ban was in place because of high winds in the county through yesterday. "Those high winds have now subsided," he said. "The Fire Chiefs Association, Ducat, and his agency thank those who rejected the ban." There are two articles about the election. The first is, "Two mayoral candidates in Watseka answered questions from the public at a forum March 19th. The forum was organized by the Community Stakeholders Group made up of Susan Wynn Bentz, Sonia Bradley, Stacy Beam, Taylor Rogers, Justin Rogers, and Dale Strau, who were part of the organizing committee. The event was also shown on Facebook Live under the Homestead Venue page. Sean Peters was the MC. Benny Marcier and J. Scott Anderson are the two candidates seeking the open mayoral seat. Each gave opening statements. Mr. Marcier stated, "I am a lifelong resident of Watseka. My wife Diane and I have lived at the same residence for 44 years. I am a former successful business co-owner and operator with a business in Bradley and Watseka from 1983 to 96. I also served for 8 years as alderman under two different mayors. And I'm currently finance chairman for the city." Mr. Anderson stated, "Good evening, Watseka residents and taxpayers. I want to start by saying you deserve better. To get what you deserve, we need change. You need a mayor that's in tune with all Watseka residents. You need a mayor that will curtail reckless spending and the funding of pet projects that benefit only a select few. Focus your hard-earned taxpayer dollars on what matters to all residents, primarily our infrastructure, our crumbling streets, and overdue upgrades to our water and wastewater systems. You need a mayor that has a fresh perspective and the ability to think outside the box to bring back business and prosperity to Watseka, not someone who's been around for 8 long years with nothing to show." Mr. Anderson said he feels he has, in 2 years as alderman, been able to get things done, despite the pushback from several council members that were not open to common sense initiatives. Examples are when I, along with Jenny Delar, fought hard to pass the ordinance mandating transparency and having council meetings video recorded and available to the public, which is now the practice. I initiated the ordinance which prohibited dumpster diving, which has been implemented. I initiated the ordinance that allows the city to impose fines on trains in park for long periods of time, blocking the road crossings. That also got implemented. I have had residents reach out to me with problems that fell on deaf ears and have brought several of them to acceptable conclusions, some through nothing more than open communications. I am a negotiator. I have stepped up during council meetings twice and initiated compromise with business owners that could not come to agreement relating to issues with the building inspector and made motions to apply a variance that was both times passed, providing relief to the proprietor. You deserve a mayor that won't make excuses by only offering to look at low-income housing to replace our flooding homes, but a mayor that is willing to address the root cause, the flooding, by examining all options available to the possibility of preventing it." Several questions were posed to the candidates, which included, "How would you work with our code enforcement officer to improve unkept properties in the city of Watseka? How would you help enforce code violations and hold residences accountable? Will you work with our code enforcement officer if issues arise, even if it involves a city employee or official? Mr. Marcier said, yes, in fact, that is one of my focus points about working to be more friendly with our code enforcement as far as our ordinances and our building codes. There are some building codes we can't change because of state and federal law, but I understand we need to be more cooperative to promote more business so that people want to be here and not leave town. Mr. Anderson replied, our code enforcement officer is the gateway of businesses that come to this community. If our code enforcement officer is not willing to reach compromises and sit down and have conversations with people to work things out, we are not going to move forward. I have had many people come to me and explain the problems they've had by saying simply, he does not want to work with us. I'm willing to have that conversation. I'm willing to sit down with them and if need be in that group and take care of it as a group, but we just need to have compromise. Second question to both candidates. With the state of the world today regarding the egg crisis, inflation, and the knowledge gap that our youth faces, what is your view on legalizing chickens in an urban setting such as our town? Mr. Anderson, just like anything else, we need to have a compromise. We need to be able to sit down with people that are interested in having chickens and have a discussion with them. I'm not opposed to it. I'm opposed to roosters, but you don't need to have roosters to have eggs. You need to be able to have something set in place that allows people to still have it, but at the same time compromising with the people that live around them. I'm not against it. I would propose there have to be restrictions in place, such as if you want to build that chicken coop in your yard, you'd better go to each of the neighbors that touch your property and get written permission from them that allows you to have it. Easy. Compromise. Offer them eggs. Another thing is we need to have some place that's going to allow them to be inspected. Animal waste is a big deal. It's got to be disposed of properly. There could be a smell. If you have compromise and you work it out with them, I think it's something that could be done here in Watsika, and I am not opposed to it. Mr. Marcier, I agree with most everything that Scott said, if it's done properly and clean, if the neighbors agree with it. I think it would be compromised and accepted by your neighbors. Sometimes there's been some issues, but definitely you should compromise. Next question. With our water garbage bills significantly increasing, and since our local senior citizens live on fixed incomes, how would you propose alleviating some of the financial burden? Mr. Marcier, yes, in fact, that has been talked about many times. I would definitely reevaluate all the water bills, garbage bills, sewer bills, possibly thinking about a different billing system to reduce all the costs that you can. You still have to have enough money to maintain our water system and our sewer system. So yes, I would definitely want to work to lower the water bills for everyone, including senior citizens. Mr. Anderson, difficult question, but at the same time, everybody knows if we can't pay for our water and sewer, we won't have water and sewer. So when it comes to paying for the garbage bill, I think we need to examine other things other than the same contract every year. I think we need to look at some companies that might be closer, offer some opportunities for them to bid. We need to look at that. When it comes down to the bills themselves, for people that can't afford it, we need to create a fund that could become like donations on your water bill that feed this fund if people need a hardship. They come in and apply for it, and we provide them with the needed funds. Next question, what are your plans to bring business and economic growth to the city of Watsika? Mr. Anderson, another very difficult question for anybody who is going to sit up here. You've got to be thinking outside the box. We need things that are going to bring business in that are entertainment-based. We're going to have a hard time reaching anybody that's going to try to bring in any kind of industry unless you really get lucky and somebody's looking for it and you happen to have the area. But right now, what we need is things that bring in entertainment. We need to bring in things that could possibly be a water park somewhere. We could look at something like that. We need a movie theater. We need a bowling alley. Those things are ways to bring it in, not have to rely on a lot of outside stuff. We need to annex some property into the city and area that would entice bigger businesses to come in and build. We need to create these things and present them to companies instead of waiting for them to come to us. We need to go to them. We need somebody up there that is willing to take the time to investigate, look at the options that are out there, and say, "Come to Watsika. We're where you want to build." Mr. Marcier: "I would like to work with the existing businesses we have here in town to see if they can expand their business that they have and make their business that they have here larger by possibly expanding, maybe with a different product or different service. We have some pretty good strong industry here, and we would certainly like them to expand their service and products." The next question: "Why should you be mayor?" Mr. Marcier: "I feel with my experience as alderman for 8 years, I'm a lifelong resident. I feel very strongly about the city's progress and survival. I'd like to see the city be a reason for young families to live here. I want to keep young families here and not move out. I want to create reasons for them to stay here. I would also like to have reasons for senior citizens or people that are getting ready to retire from up north to come to Watsika and live here and finish their life out here. I want people to have a reason to come here." Mr. Anderson: "The mayor's position is a position of leadership. The mayor is the one that is going to be working with council members, giving them the direction they need, focusing on what the issues are and getting out there and figuring out what they need. The mayor is the one that should be up there telling everybody, 'Hey, this is the direction I think we can head,' and allowing the aldermen to bring the information back and fulfill that need. It's a leadership role. I'm a leader. I'm a proven leader. I've been doing it for years, and I'll continue to do it now." Next question: "As mayor, what would you do during your first term to enhance the representation of downtown Watsika to prospective residents and business owners?" Mr. Anderson: "All of these buildings downtown that were built back in the 20s are known in the fire service as taxpayers. Upstairs was the apartment complexes where the business owner that was below lived, and the business was below. They were called taxpayers because the business below paid the property taxes for what was upstairs. The upstairs of these businesses have been forgotten about. There's not too many of them that are apartments. I'd want to work with the Realtor Association, which needs to be put back together again and formed tighter. I want to work with the Bankers Association so we can work on funding. And I want to work with our local contractor and builders so we can pick each of the individual businesses and buildings out, single them out, complete them upstairs and down, and look outside. We don't have to look here in town. We can advertise these through our good realtors who can put things out in the western suburbs or whatever for people who are interested in putting in that kind of business and having a place to live right here in town. So now you are encouraging them to start a business and move their family here, which is what we need in Watsika." Mr. Marcier: "We tried to start renovation downtown with the small park here and tried to attract more businesses downtown. There is some current activity now with Sugar Creek and some other activity in the next block, investing money and investing in these older buildings." That was the end of the forum, and it was recorded and is available on the Facebook page of the Homestead Venue. The second article regarding the election is about the alderman candidates. "The Homestead Venue was filled with people wanting to learn more from Watsika city candidates on March 19th. A community stakeholders group organized the forum for 2 Watsika mayoral candidates and 10 aldermanic candidates for the 4 wards. Those taking part in the forum included mayoral candidates Benny Marcier, J. Scott Anderson, Ward 1 aldermanic candidate Chris Meredith and Mark Garfield, Ward 2 Charles DeWitt and Thomas Jones, candidate Peggy Cahoe was unable to attend. Ward 3 alderperson candidates Jenny Delar and Jeff Peterson, Ward 4 alderperson Bridget Toback, Paul Williamson, and Nicholas Brault. Susan Wynn-Bentz, one of the organizers, thanked Sonia Bradley, Stacy Beam, Taylor Rogers, Justin Rogers, and Dale Strau, who were part of the organizing committee. The event was also on Facebook Live under the Homestead Venue page. Each aldermanic candidate was asked 2 questions, and they were given 2 minutes to introduce themselves prior. Chris Meredith stated, "I am honored to be running for the position of First Ward Alderman. Having lived in Wauseka for over 35 years, I've witnessed our town go through many transitions. However, the decline over the years is what concerns me the most. We have lost cherished activities like the 4th of July mud drags at Legion Park. We've seen businesses come and go and faced an uptick in drug overdoses and homelessness. These issues compel me to step up and strive for change. As a business owner in our town, I've seen the climate shift and the shrinkage of our community pride. While it still exists, it's not like it used to be. I respect my opponent, Mark Garfield, for his past contributions. He has served as an alderman, attempted to run for mayor, and then stepped away from the politics. However, it's time to welcome a new group of thinkers. Maintaining the status quo has led us to where we are today. We need fresh ideas, more transparency. We must prioritize the citizens of our town, putting them at the forefront, not at the background. We need a platform where elected officials not only drive the ship, but also listen to the needs of those they are traveling with. Embracing technological advances can help us simplify mundane tasks, make us more efficient and accessible to our citizens' hectic day-to-day lives. Together, we can revitalize Wauseka, restore community pride, and create a brighter future for all. Thank you for your support." Mark Garfield stated, "I was a two-time alderman. Those who know me, I've been here all my life. We have a great town. We do have some problems with it, but we're not the only ones. Every town in America has those problems. We have a great police force. We have some of the members here. We also have a great fire department and public works. We've overcome a lot of adversity in this town. Over the years, I've been a member of the auxiliary police for 27 years. We've overcome a lot of floods. The town has changed. A lot of it good, some of it bad. If I am elected again, I want to work on revitalizing the downtown. We have a lot of empty buildings. We have two great developers in this town, Tanner Cahoe and Rick Orr. Tanner's done great with businesses downtown. Rick's done great on buildings and getting homes back. We need people like them to work with them in the city. Our police department does a great job. We also need our public to work with our police department. As a town as a whole, we can get this town back on its feet. If I'm elected, that's what I'll do. I'll work with the public, work with businessmen, our financial institutions, and we also have to work with the county board. Together, we can get back to where we were." Ward 2 Representative Charlie DeWitt. "I am here to represent the second ward. We have a drug problem, just like every other town in America. How do you fix it? I have no clue. Get businesses to Wauseka? Every other town in this country's looking to get businesses in their town. How do we get them to come? Sorry, I don't have any silver bullet. I'm not going to stand here and tell you I'm going to bring businesses to town. I'm looking for the second ward. I like to call it the forgotten ward. How many streets in Wauseka have gravel streets like we do? We didn't get to open up our windows at all last summer because of our gravel streets, and it's going to be the same way this year. I want to know when we're going to do something to the other streets, the south side of town. When are we going to oil and chip them like we got? That's what I want, for the second ward to be represented for a change." Tom Jones stated, "I graduated from Milford High School and moved up here right out of the Navy. I've been here ever since. I love this town, never lived anywhere else. Me being a businessman for over 50 years, I'd like to think my business experience might bring something to the table. I am pro-business. Just like him, I want to bring business to town. I have a couple of ideas and then work with the mayor and the city councilman about what's going on. I just hope we get a good council to work together and make the best for Wauseka." Ward 3, Jenny Dillar. This is written in the second person, so perhaps she wasn't there. It states, "She is married and has 4 children, 3 grandchildren. Then it begins in quotes, "They are all being raised here in this wonderful town. I originally ran for election the first time because I saw some deficiencies in the way things were being run here. And I will say it's been a struggle. It's really been hard. But I think we have the ability to make some changes and differences. We need transparency. Everybody should be involved in what we're talking about and who will be put out there for you all to see and be able to put your input. There's a lot of things here that we need to take care of, but we need to make sure that we look internally on our budgets and where we can save money. Everybody here has a budget. You have to stay within it. Well, we need to, and we need to stop taxing everybody, and we need to look internally first. I hope if I'm reelected, I'll be able to work with a great group. There's some good candidates. Jeff Peterson grew up in Collinsville and went to Northern Illinois University. I moved to Watsika in 2000 and met my wife, Samantha. I started my career at our hospital with the sports medicine program. I got to know many people in this community very quickly. I grew to love Iroquois County and Watsika and everybody here. I worked at Watsika Rehab, and I believe I helped turn that facility around. I went back to the hospital again as vice president. I am the CEO of Prairie View right now, and I also own and operate Peterson Homes. Served on the Watsika Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, served on the Long-Term Recovery Board, and currently the Unit 9 Academic Board Chairman. My daughters grew up in Watsika. I don't have an agenda for being on the council. I don't have a plan. If anyone is part of Facebook and social media, I am not your guy. I'm not interested in it. The only thing I do get on there is to look at kayak fishing because that's my new hobby. I'm learning a lot here in the last few months. I'm hoping I can apply my business sense and common sense and knowledge to help the council and be part of this team. If I get elected, great. I'm excited and looking forward to being part of it. If I don't, I wish Jenny the best of luck and everyone else. We've got a good council, and I'm excited about that and to see what I can do to help if you choose me. Thank you all for coming tonight. Ward 4, Bridge, Tobeck. My husband Paul and I built our life here in Watsika, raising two children, our son Aiden, who's a junior at Watsika High School and attends the Career Center, and our daughter Colleen, a Watsika High School graduate who now lives in Florida with her husband Dylan. Professionally, I spent 12 years working in Watsika Unit 9 schools, and since 2022, I've been working for Iroquois County. Through these roles, I've built strong relationships and developed a deep understanding of our community's needs. I'm running Alderwoman because I care about the future of Watsika. We need real solutions to repair and maintain our infrastructure, support our local businesses, and create a town that attracts new opportunities while strengthening what we already have. Just as important, I believe, in bringing honesty and transparency to our local government. The residents of the 4th Ward deserve a leader who listens, takes action, and works for real results. I'm here tonight because I wanted to hear from you. I wanted to be your voice in city government and work alongside you to make Watsika a stronger and safer place to live. I look forward to meeting more residents of the 4th Ward and earning your support. Together, we can make a difference. Paula Williamson said, I've had the privilege to live here most of my life. I'm a former teacher and I like learning new things. So I was curious and I had questions about how and why things go on with our city government. When a neighbor said I should run for the ward, I thought, well, why not? I have the time. I'm a positive person. I work well with others. I'm trustworthy. If I say I'll do it, I will. I've always have to be part of the solution, not the problem. Not only will I be serving the 4th Ward, but all of Watsika. Nick Brault said, I graduated from Donovan. I was raised in Martinton. I've lived on both sides. I've lived on the west side, and I now currently live in the 4th Ward. I'm part of the fire department. We need to invest in a lot of our infrastructure, our downtown businesses, and to bring business here. I have plans on how to bring business here. I have plans for that. I have one daughter. There's nothing here for kids to do. A lot of people say that. I want to build a rec center. It's going to be hard, but we're going to do it. We can be the leader of making not only Watsika great, but Iroquois County, too. We are the county seat. I'm going to change and read the obituaries now. That article about the alderman candidates continued on for quite a bit longer after that, but I don't think we have enough time on this recording. The first obituary is John Michael Stevens, 72 years of age, of Ambia, Indiana, who passed away March 16th. Visitation will be at Ambia United Methodist Church on Friday, March 28th, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Services will follow immediately at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. In the spirit of John's love of good food and farming to feed America, please make any donations to Corner Cupboard Food Bank at Ambia UMC or Hickory Grove Township Fire Department. Betty Lavalier Larkin, L-A-R-K-I-N, 94, of Paxton, passed away Wednesday, March 19th. A memorial service will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, March 26th at Duffy Pills Memorial Home in Chenoa. The family requests memorials to the Alzheimer's Association. Leslie Les Eldred Wilken, W-L-K-E-N, passed away March 20th on his 87th birthday. Services will be held Sunday, March 30th. Visitation to begin at 2 p.m. Services at 4 p.m. at Faith Lutheran Church in Columbus. Interment will be Monday, March 31st in Sunset Ridge Memorial in Kenosha. Memorial donations may be made to the Columbus Fall River Rotary Club in Columbus, Faith Lutheran Church, or a charity of your choice. George Harry Reimer, R-I-E-M-E-R, 73 years of age, passed away Tuesday, March 18th. Services will be held April 4th, 5:30 to 6:30 at Trinity Church in Watseka. Reception to follow at Silo Pub and Eatery in Watseka from 6:45 to 8:45. Donald C. Kaufman, age 89, passed away peacefully on March 19th. Visitation will be held in the auditorium at First Christian Church in Morris on Thursday, March 27th from 4 to 8, and again on Friday, March 28th in Don's home parish, Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Morris, from 9 a.m. until time of funeral mass at 10 a.m. Burial will follow in Mount Carmel Catholic Cemetery in Morris. Arrangements are under the care of Reeves Fruland Baskerville Funeral Homes and Crematory in Morris. I'll summarize a brief announcement about a public meeting in Watseka to hear from residents about proposed park amenities. The Watseka City Council chamber was filled with people interested in proposed amenities for Lakeview Park in Watseka. The city received an open space lands acquisition and development grant recently with the money to go for improvements at the park. The grant is for $597,625, with the total cost estimated at $1,160,000+. Public Works Director Lauren Grafsner led the meeting. He said the city can do some of the work in-house, which will offset the costs. The improvements proposed are a splash pad, sand volleyball courts, outdoor fitness equipment, a band shell area, and converting the ice skate area at the park into pickleball courts. Those in attendance were generally in favor of the proposal, asked questions, and gave input. Mr. Grosner said the grant will only allow the amenities suggested at Lakeview Park. The city could apply for another grant to put in amenities at a different park. Details such as the amount of grant, how it would be distributed, how the local village employees would be utilized, and details of the different amenities were discussed. He emphasized that this will not raise taxes. The city has monetary reserves. He stated, we're looking to fund our $286,000 cash out of pocket, half of that through our water reserves and the other half through our general funds. It was asked whether there would be a park manager who could work on recreational, social outreach, and marketing. This was something the group talked about needing, especially to get people to come to the community. It was suggested by Alderman Scott Anderson that this might be a way to reach out to the park district and get that entity involved. The group agreed that the project is worthwhile. The proposal will be put on the Public Works Committee meeting agenda and will go to the full City Council for approval at the end of April. There is a deadline of signing the agreement by April 22nd. That completes reading this week's session of the Times Republic. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.